Okay, and here at Day to Day, we are having discussions about race in this election.
Brandon McFarlane is a 22-year-old college student living in Oakland. His dad, Ronnie McFarlane, is a social worker for the city of San Francisco. Ronnie is 58 years old. In his youth, he was part of the civil rights movement.
And now he's waiting to see whether America will elect Barack Obama. His son, Brandon, wanted to get his dad's perspective on the presidential election, so he gathered up his youth radio production gear, and the two of them had this conversation.
What made you start campaigning hard for Obama?
Because I like his platform. I like what he had to say. I liked his record against the war when he was, you know, in Congress. I think he and Michelle make a beautiful couple and would represent us very well.
By us, you mean?
The American people.
Oh, not just black people?
No, the American people.
I'm watching more CNN and stuff like that so I can have an informed vote. I was going to vote for him anyway just because he was black. Is that wrong for me to just vote for him because he's black?
Not necessarily. You should vote for the person because you think they're qualified. Certainly, it is a monumentous thing. I never thought that I would live to see an African-American man this far, and probably you'll see more of it in your lifetime.
You know, I wasn't going to vote. I wasn't going to vote mainly because of how whoever's in charge could just rig an election. Like, does my vote really matter? You know what I mean? You know the reason I'm voting now? I'm voting because, you know, you talked about how black people got hosed down and we had to struggle for the right to vote.
I told you there are so many people before me, before your grandmother, generations died. The civil rights movement, which I came through, I saw the people being hosed and, you know, whooped and beat and the water turned on because they were fighting to vote. And I think it was very important for you to consider that.
What do you think about the opposing side?
I understand where McCain is coming from because I am a Vietnam vet. He's a great American hero. But however, I think it's time for a change, time for us to get away from what has been for the last two administrations.
What could actually change?
Well, I don't think it's going to change how racism is played out in this country. Certainly, it's there. There will be a lot of white people that will support Obama and sit back and say, oh, well, I did it. I'm not racist, and I support this black man, and you know, I'm really liberal. And really, there are still some issues in their own ways of thinking that they have not addressed. And this is like a Band-Aid for them. And we should not lean back and get comfortable and say, okay, we did this, and it's not an issue. Yes, it's an issue.
You know, you always get the speech like, you can be whatever you want. And it's like, can I really be whatever I want? You know what I'm saying? And then at what price can I be whatever I want?
I was thinking about that, and I had an issue recently. I am a case manager for a program. And so we brought in one of my client's psychiatrists to have a case conference about this client with myself and my boss, and my boss's wife, the other guy's wife. Well, the psychiatrist started talking, turned around, talked to my boss the whole time, never faced me, never acknowledged that I am handling this client the whole meeting. It can be very subtle or it can be pretty blatant. I don't know if he realized what he was doing or he was doing it on purpose.
For me, the election is just another step forward for us as black people. It's a giant step. But we still have more steps to make before, you know, everyone is equal. And not just black people, you know, other minorities.
What will you be doing on election night?
I don't know. I'll probably be over at your house. I'll probably be over the house.
I will be sitting here glued to CNN.
All right. I'll see you there.
Youth radio producer Brandon McFarlane with his father, Ronnie McFarlane. You can listen to Day to Day's series of conversations about race in this election at our website, npr.org.